Chris and Guy from the Extremely Casual Gamers podcast. We're a casual gaming podcast for the everyday gamer.
We chat everything gaming from PlayStation to Xbox to Nintendo to PC, but not like full-on stuff, like super chill stuff, casual stuff, like, oh, if you had to date a video game character, who would you date?
Even if you're just gaming on your mobile, we want to hang out with you. And we've got awesome giveaways for you to win.
Join us every Thursday for a brand new episode. Just search Extremely Casual Gamers wherever you get your podcasts.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is a Frank podcast.
Burpee in it. Last night I watched the Warriors at home.
Yep. At your home, or the Warriors are playing at home?
The home of the Warriors. No, they were playing in Christchurch.
Oh.
Yes.
But was it their home game?
It was a home game, yeah. And normally they lose them.
But not last night.
Not last night. They won.
What was the score?
18-10. It wasn't great. It wasn't great.
Well, they got the points at the end of the day.
Got the points. That's the thing. Yeah. So I did that, but I had like, what did I have? 2 beers and a couple of glasses of wine. And it just knocks me around, man. Oh. Knocks me around.
So you're feeling a bit rough?
Well, I don't feel 100%.
Yeah.
You know, I was still in bed at 10:30.
That's why you were late this morning.
Well, no, I was late this morning because I was doing Zoom meetings. I was up at...
in bed at 10:30, but you got here at 5 to 10.
Oh, I went to bed last night at 10:30.
Okay, yeah.
And then I was up at 6 working.
Yeah, right.
And Zara needed more sleep. She slept till I left.
That's nice.
That's pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. And what else? What else happened yesterday? I thought there was something else that happened that was interesting, but it wasn't. But you went out for a nice dinner.
Had a lovely dinner with my good friend John Bridges.
Yes,
And his lovely family, and it was delightful. Homemade pizza, very delicious, and had a lovely evening. Played a bit of guitar.
Oh,
John's
yeah.
daughter.
Yeah, good.
A couple of the old
Did
fun
you take
and fun
your guitar, or they have one there?
They had one there.
Yeah. Does he play, does he?
He does.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, does he play well?
Well, he didn't play because I said gizzard.
Gizzard ear.
Yeah.
And then today we're going to a movie, innit?
Yeah, we're going to a movie.
Yeah.
The Mountain.
The Mountain. I'm hearing good things.
But I never watch trailers because I think it's ridiculous. It means you know what's going to happen in the whole movie.
Yeah.
But I did watch the trailer for that.
Right.
And I'm very excited to see it. Although I think I know it's going to make me cry.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
In a
nice way, but also just it'll be sad and emotional.
Yeah, I think so.
But there's nothing wrong with that. Cause
that's okay, you know, isn't it? Well, we're all in it together.
I feel like I need to cry more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I never used to cry ever.
But now you do?
Yeah, I do now.
Oh, that's
so
good. Yeah. As I get older, I certainly do.
Welcome to another episode of Willing to Paranormal, the podcast, with me, Karen O'Leary.
And me, Mike Minogue. Today we're going to be doing Fear the Briannas.
Yes.
Which is a good episode.
I enjoyed this episode.
Yes. Directed by Jackie Van Beek, written by Amanda Allison. Story by, now this surprises me somewhat.
Why is that?
Paul Yates, Nick Ward, Melanie Bracewell, Corey Gonzalez McCure, and Rose Matafeo. Does that confuse you too? I'm just filling the air.
Yeah. No, yes. Because also, did Rosie Howells not have anything to do with it, even though she's in it as one of the characters?
apparently not.
Well, we need to find out if that's true.
Well, I'm just going off what's here, so it must be true.
Well, the internet, you can't just trust everything you read on the internet.
Well, no, I'm trusting the document that's been assembled for me by Potty Jake.
Well, you can't trust anything that Potty Jake does either.
Well, yeah. Well, we'll go off it. But Rose Matafeo, I don't know if she had anything to do with Wellington Paradise.
Sure, I think she was a bit too busy for that, wasn't she?
I would have thought so. We'll have to ask her.
Have you got a phone number?
I don't know her, though. I don't know her.
I don't know. I've never met her.
No, no, I haven't met her either. So, yeah, no, that is, yeah, is surprising to me. So we'll make a note of that and we'll certainly ask. This one got 7.5 stars on IMDb there.
Yep.
And the synopsis is Minogue and O'Leary go to a local girls' high school.
I was going to try and guess the synopsis.
Okay, go on.
Minogue and O'Leary go to a local high school to investigate witchiness.
Yeah.
And stumble across
witches
and
pretty good.
Who have been causing harm to their peers, but also shoplifting in their community.
Sure. Minogue and O'Leary go to a local girls' high school where three teen witches start threatening students.
Yeah, that's exactly what
I said. It's succinct. It's succinct. Yeah. Now then, the guest stars were Rosie Howells as Brianna A, Alice May Connolly as Brianna Q. I don't know where they get the letters from. And Nina Decker's Rehana as Brianna H. What do you think the relevance is of that?
Well, that's just when you do that bit about describing the Briannas and they're all slightly different, but they're all called Brianna.
Yeah. But A, Q, and H, what's that?
I don't know.
No, neither do I. Anyway, there you go. There's a mystery to be solved there. Mai Van Ooyen as Neve.
Mia.
Oh, yeah.
Mia.
It's down here as Mai, so we'll
No, it's definitely Mia, because I remember talking to her.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. We'll
and
just
her
change
mum.
That's just a spelling error.
Yeah.
And Miranda Harcourt as Mrs. Hooper, the principal of the school.
She's very, very good.
And Lucky Rury as Phil. Now, someone that's originally called Lucky makes me think it must be an animal. But I don't think there's any animals in this.
Who's Phil?
I don't know.
Is this, did Jake give us this information?
This is, yeah, I don't remember there being a Phil at any point. Potty Jake, anything to add?
Who's
you
Phil?
You just got that information and that's all there is to it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he just made it up.
Well, look, I'm like Anchorman. I just read what's written down in front of me.
Well, I think you need to
I'm
be
Ron
a bit
Burgundy.
More.
What do you remember about this one?
I thought it was great fun. Loved it. It was fun being out at the high school. And that's actually one of the things I've been asked quite often. People trying to work out which school it was in Wellington. And not many people can work out which school it is, which I was surprised about because it's quite a distinct looking school.
It is.
But I guess it threw people because obviously in real life it's an all-male school.
Yes.
And in the amazing Wellington Paranormal, it's a female school.
That's
so
right.
People just get a bit, you know, when you muck around with genders and where genders are allowed to go and where they're not allowed to go.
Yes.
It's just too much, you know. It's confusing. Like when you try and say anyone can go to a toilet, people just get real crazy about that stuff too.
Exactly right.
You know, so I think it was quite clever.
As they should. They kick up a stink.
Yeah,
about it.
Clever that we chose an all-boys school to pretend to be an all-girls school.
Yeah, well, that was a bit of a trip down memory lane for me, wasn't
yes,
it? Because
it was
I went there in my third form year and I was a boarder there at St. Patrick's College in Silverstream, we should say.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was quite nice to go back, actually. But
oh, hang on. Lucky, the guy who owned the dairy.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember his name now and I remember talking to him.
That's right.
Yeah, so,
yeah, he was very funny, actually.
Yeah, he was hilarious.
And
he
was a very good improviser, too.
Yeah.
He was great. Yeah, so I went to
St.
Pat's. I have zero sort of interesting stories, do I? Actually, in the quad, we're in the quad there a little bit.
Yeah.
I got into a fight, one of probably two fights I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
With a guy. Is that true? I think it was true.
Did Jake say it was true? Because
if Jake did, it may or may not be 50-50. Yeah, there was – you have to – when you were going in to have your lunch, you had to line up behind the poles in the quad. There's these poles side by side. So seventh form would line up behind one and that would be closest to the calf or whatever they call it. They'd get called in first and then sixth, fifth, fourth and third form. And we're in third form, obviously, standing in the queue. Someone was behind me reaching under my arms and flicking the guy's ears in front of me. Flicking his ears.
Did he have quite long arms?
No, he was standing quite close together.
Okay. Was he a friend of yours?
I knew him, certainly. And he kept on flicking them, and obviously then the guy's getting angry at me and kept on turning around telling me to stop it. I was like, it's not me, it's him. Like, what am I meant to do? Anyway,
Well, you could have stopped him from putting his arms through your arms.
Well, there was some wrestling involved, sure. Oh, yeah. But, you know, you're young boys, you're pissing around.
Yeah.
You're killing time. It was the most boring period of my life, I'd say, being at that boarding school, which is ultimately why I left, because you had to stay in the grounds the whole time. It's like a prison.
Yeah. That's
better than a prison.
Have you been to prison?
But boring.
You been to prison?
Well, it's probably more drugs than a prison, actually.
Yeah.
And anyway, it ultimately spun around and just started absolutely swinging, trying to punch my head in.
And did he?
Nah, he didn't.
Because what did you do?
I put him in a headlock.
Oh, yeah.
And was telling him that it wasn't me. And he should just calm down, it wasn't me. By this stage, now everyone, there's a fight. So the entire school is going, yeah, smash him, smash. it's all on. And he's still trying to beat me up. So I punched him.
And then what happened?
Then it stopped. That was it.
And no one got in trouble?
No one got in trouble. So that was
good. Did you eat your lunch?
I can't remember that part of it.
Yeah.
The part I remember is the fighting.
Yeah, not getting the lunch.
But he was a nice guy, that guy. But one fight, it's not bad, is it?
Have you only had one fight?
Well, I had that fight, and then I had one in Palmerston North, where we were out in the again
in a quadrant.
This is a square.
Yeah, you need to avoid.
Keep me away from them.
Yeah,
and we're walking down the street, and then one of our mates came up and said, "Oh, those guys are giving you shit." So we went back. What guys? And then a ruckus broke out, and we're probably 19 or something stupid like that. Pissed.
Yeah,
and. There's a guy that was standing by his car. He was sort of, the cars were parked on a diagonal. So I went to talk to that guy, have a chat with that guy. And so I was standing down on the road. And then something happened over that way to my left. And I turned and looked at him. Bad idea. Never take your eyes off your opponent.
Right.
He punched me in the face. I went backwards, tripped over the gutter, and got decked. And then it was all on for young and old. And then I had that guy in a headlock. Oh, this was a strange experience.
Yep.
I had this guy in a headlock, same as the other guy. And I had him that,
it's
like.
It's kind of your go-to move.
Well, yeah, it seemed to work.
Yep.
Well, I thought to myself, this worked 6 years ago. I'm going to give this another go. I had him in a headlock and was going to punch him. And then, speaking of supernatural things, and we said, if anything ever happened to you.
Yes.
And a loud voice said, don't punch him. Don't punch him. And it was like it was somebody had said it to the point where I turned around, but nobody was there. And it wasn't my voice. It wasn't my internal voice. It was like I literally heard a voice as I was about to throw this punch. It said, don't punch him.
And so you didn't punch him?
And so I didn't punch him.
Do you think it was God?
It was probably God.
Yeah.
I mean, the voice was, I don't know if it was God-like, but the ability to talk inside somebody else's head is a skill probably.
But also, and make it seem like it was happening outside of your head.
And make it seem like it was outside, yeah, to the point where I turned
around.
So
then you didn't punch him, then you just do like a noogie on his hair instead.
Well, no, then it.
Say, get away.
Then something else happened, and then we all sort of just.
Dissipated.
Dissipated, and off we went. So that was weird.
Mm.
Hadn't thought about that for a while. Forgot about that.
Yeah, and I guess maybe that ties in with what we're actually talking about, which is the episode.
Which is witches.
Well, I guess, you know, potentially, if you're going to be stereotypical about things, maybe at boys' schools and in groups of males, physical violence would be your kind of go-to thing, whereas potentially, stereotypically, with girls, you're more likely to have a bit of secret bullying, bit of nastiness, bit of undermining people's self-worth and confidence, which can actually be, I'd say, you know, even more painful in the long run than a punch in the face.
I'd far rather have a punch in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Than sustained in-person or online bullying.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'd rather have neither, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If it was a choice between the two,
I'd
take one punch in the head and move on with my life.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you remember about shooting this one, man?
Well, obviously, it was there was quite a few people around because we had to make it look like a busy school of 860 students.
Yeah.
So there was lots of people around, which was quite unusual because normally it's just me and you bumbling around by ourselves or sitting in a car.
Yes.
Yeah. And obviously it was nice having obviously lots of young people who I think potentially were a little bit excited to be in a TV show.
Yes.
So that was nice. Yes. But they're all very friendly.
They were nice. But again, we got separated, didn't we? Which we don't really like.
No.
And so you're separating, you were going around talking
But what you were doing was hilarious, and the fact that you wanted to find the staff room for Thingy's carrot cake.
That's right, and I was sort of getting playground gossip.
Yeah.
Was what I was doing. Yeah. One of the things I was doing,
And secretly putting in people's names that you knew.
Yeah, that's right.
As the bully, as the people.
As the people, that's right. So my girlfriend at the time, which is weird because I'm old. So I said, so Zara Archer called Anna Houghton the B word, and then Anna called her the
E word.
E word.
Just what an egg.
Yeah. Excuse me. So that was my wife and a mate of ours. And then when we got into the bathroom and there was some graffiti.
Yeah. Tash and Raz.
It says, Tash. For Raz forever or something. And I say, oh, no, they've broken up, actually. I just heard about that from blah, blah. They're a couple of my very good mates. Raz wanted to
I didn't know that the Tash and Raz were your mates too.
Oh, yeah. Raz is one of my best mates. And so he was quite keen to be put in there for some reason or other. I don't know if they were particularly happy.
Oh, I thought that Raz and Tash were two girls.
Nah.
Oh, I presumed.
Nah, yeah. Very much not. And just so people know, they're very much still together.
Oh, good on your Tash
and
Raz.
Still, so yeah, no, they've been going for ages now. And then I did some chat about Mr. Cross was one of the teachers, and he was my accounting teacher at Horowhenua College.
Did you like him?
Loved him.
Okay,
great. A great man. He was really
What about
good.
The one that you said was the scariest?
No, that wasn't a real one.
Okay,
they had a conversation and then, and for some reason I didn't make up somebody else. I could have. Opportunity lost there. I have got this note in here. But I think I mentioned that in the last episode about me looking gormless. But I think we can just take that as read for
every
episode.
I think it's worth reiterating every single time, in this season especially.
With the helmet.
Your hair is very comedic.
Yeah, it's a shocker.
And it's quite hard
it's
to look at.
It's distractingly bad.
Yeah.
Paper, scissors, rock.
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
That was, and that took us a while to work out. Where this is when we're doing paper, scissors, rock to go and have a final confrontation with the witches to distract. We play paper, scissors, rock, and it's about 10 times. We keep drawing it.
Yeah.
We keep drawing it, and you and I had to work out what order we were going to do it in and then get it right, which I didn't take too long.
No, we were pretty good at that, actually.
We were pretty good.
Yeah.
And then that was to see who was going to have to do this distracting or who would have to go and do the sneaking. Being the better.
Yeah, and I love this bit that you
did. It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then so Minogue eventually wins. And then
I said, what do you want to do?
Oh, I'm not bothered. Care. Yeah.
And then I say, what? And I choose the scene, you're like, damn it.
Opportunity lost there.
Yeah.
Excuse me with this coughing.
Yeah, it's okay. And I got to do that amazing faux dive roll.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. Should we talk about Miranda Harcourt? We're going to be all over the show here.
That's okay.
Miranda Harcourt is
basically New Zealand royalty in terms of the acting world.
In the acting world, that's
along
right.
Along with her mother. They're both Danes.
Yes. So her mother, Kate Harcourt, who you've recently had dealings with, and is in her 90s, is that right?
Yep. 92-ish, I think.
So, a legendary actor in New Zealand. Then Miranda was an actor as well.
She was in Gloss, that amazing show in the 80s.
Massively popular, horrendous soap
opera. Why have they not brought Gloss back?
I don't think you can recreate
that
sort of – it's like bringing back Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah, true.
It just doesn't.
No.
Why bother? You can't do it.
Could you bring back MacGyver?
They did. They have.
Oh.
And no, you can't.
Okay,
you can, but it's not.
It's not the same. It's not Richard Dean Anderson.
No. And, but she's now moved on to being and found great success in being an acting coach to the stars. Done some awesome stuff. And, in fact, I worked with her. I never wanted to do any of that stuff. I always feel a little bit with acting, coaching and stuff, not being an actor and you not being an actor and us not coming from that world, a little bit self-conscious and I felt
absolutely
a bit silly And when I get into a room with other actors and they're doing acting exercises and you're pretending
and
they're
all
right,
being
and you're
actor-y.
Throwing things to each other,
yeah.
It's not where I'm from, and so I don't feel comfortable doing it. I feel very self-conscious. And I didn't want to ever do any of that. And then I thought it might I seem to be going all right without it, so why don't we just leave it? But then I did an audition for Hillary.
Yes.
That. So I did an audition for that, and I didn't get shortlisted or anything. And so then the producer or the writer said, well, let's do another one because he wanted me for the role, and you can work with Miranda. I feel like that's right, but maybe it was for something else. Anyway, I did some work with her, and she was amazing, made a huge difference.
She is amazing.
Well, it makes sense that she would be there would be some value in it. And so unsurprisingly, there was some value in it. And then I got the role, didn't I, as a result of that? And then I got fired, but let's not worry about that.
Yeah, but that's not the the good thing is you got the role because of your amazing acting coaching
that's
you
right.
got. Did you ever say to Miranda, why acting coaching?
No, but we should probably get her in here at some point and ask her that.
She'd be keen as mustard.
Oh, of course she would.
I dragged her into my Fringe show. She loved it.
Oh, yes.
She was one of the stars of that show, to be honest.
Yeah, right. Was she?
Well, she only had to speak for about 4 seconds and she's really stole it.
And she nailed it.
Yeah,
nailed
she basically said, and she swore at me, which was perfect.
Which was nice.
Yeah.
So then, we had the scene with her, and that was when we go into the library, and that was one of my favourite improv-y bits.
Yes,
was when we were talking about the hierarchy of who's above who. Is it cops, police officers,
principals,
then students? But because of the height of the hands, we were sort of bugging around there, and I thought that was bloody good.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
But yeah, she was fun to work with, eh?
Yeah, she was fun. And even when we went to the award-winning school quilt, which I just loved the motto on that.
Oh, yeah.
Everything will be okay, fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
When she just stops being able to hear us.
Yeah.
Just like, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. But then we just don't even care. She's like, okay, you're going to have to go now. Like, okay, see ya.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bloody weird little episode, isn't it? The Briannas are all good.
Obviously, Nina is the sister of the pizza delivery guy in the werewolf episode.
Oh, yes, I thought I recognised Decker's Ray Hunter. That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's her brother.
Yes.
And Alice Connolly's amazing and very good. She's been in some...
She's been in a lot of things. She's in This Town.
Yes.
The feature film This Town.
Yeah.
She was a lead in that. And then, of course, Rosie Howells was a writer.
Yes.
In it.
Yeah, when did she come on board as a writer for Paranormal?
I'm not too sure.
Well, again, we should find that out. Well, Jake.
Yeah, give that a Google. Yes. But I'm trying to remember any massively exciting things that happened behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
It was all pretty straightforward. It was always good to do an episode which was by and large in the one place.
Yeah.
It was essentially like a haunted housey sort of a one, wasn't it?
I did quite like that bit when they had to make all the paper and stuff blow up. That was quite, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Have all those big fans and stuff.
That's right, that's right.
To make
right.
it look all spooky.
Running down the hall, yeah.
When they hassled your gate.
My gate, that's right. Having a go at me about my gate. That's right.
And then also you could talk about how, you know, when obviously they string you up in that final scene.
Got in the harness.
But that was all, didn't you have to do everything in reverse? So that, but it, then it plays backwards so it looks like it's happening
That's right,
forward.
So they wrapped me up in it.
And they unwrapped you, off, but then you,
and
you
then
had
they
to make
played
it
in reverse. Yeah, which no one would have been able to pick up in the watching of it.
No.
Nah, it's pretty bloody smooth.
You basically were doing backwards acting.
Backwards acting.
Which is very difficult.
Oh, hugely difficult.
You know, so you had to have the face of what was happening at the end at the start and vice versa.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know how you did it.
Yeah, I don't know if I did.
And then, And then while you were up there, then Jermaine was just did one. Was it Jermaine there or Jackie? Jermaine was there. Because he just was like, you know, in that speech that I had to give to them, he's like, just do your teacher stuff.
Yeah.
So there wasn't a lot of, it just was like, say what you say if you're a teacher.
No, exactly. It was a very good speech. Yeah. It was a very good speech.
And then I liked the fact that you kicked me to say, wrap it up.
Yeah. You're banging on a bit. Yeah. And then the climbing down was funny as well, standing on your head and all of that. She was, Rosie Howells was on season 4 as a writer, and she was also one of the clowns in season 1.
Yeah.
So there you go. She's had a lot to do with it. I'm not sure if I even knew that.
About the clowns?
About the clowns.
Yeah, I remember her being one of the clowns.
Right, I'm not sure I knew. I didn't know her, though. Did you know her before that? Before Paranormal,
no.
I mean.
No, I didn't.
Nah, all right, well, you've got a good memory for it. Sam Spicer, of course, once again making an appearance. Our actual boom operator, and him running out of the library there before things took a horrendous turn.
And also, wasn't he the one that you hassled? And again, you just made this up when he had noisy shoes.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to be quiet. You've got to take those shoes off. Are they steel caps?
That's right. Yeah. And then I guess it was a huge effort from the production, from the art department, having to dress all of that. Josh O'Neill was a production designer on that season. There was a lot of work to do in that hall.
Yeah, to get all, like, there was lots of flying stuff. Like, obviously, there's VFX, but then when we had to fight the sewing machine.
Yes.
And when all that stuff was flying down the hallway, someone had to pick all that up at the end of
That's
the
That's right. It's mostly a mess.
Yeah.
We just walk out, don't we? Yeah. We don't know what's happening. We don't even give it another thought. No. I'm off. And I do remember that it was taking a long time doing that stuff in the hall, in the dance, you know, the school dance hall thingy. And ultimately, I think Mark only had
about 28 seconds to do that last bit.
He did. It was like literally that. There wasn't. He had like 1 or 2 minutes. He had one take.
So that would, and what time that would have been? That would have been it was 2 in the morning or something like that. And he had to come in to do 5 minutes.
Little bit. Yeah. And Parker was there and said practically nothing. Is that right? Parker was there. I think they were both banging on the door. Was it just him?
No, it was just Marker.
Just Marker. Yeah. And that was he had to come in and do that, and that was it. Otherwise, we would have been into overtime.
Yeah.
Which is always the thing you're trying to avoid.
But speaking, going back to Parker. I did like the zooming in when he was on the thing.
That's right.
Because that became kind of an ongoing joke, really.
It did.
Use that again. Yeah.
They did a great job of his hair.
Yeah, well, I noticed because didn't he at the start of the episode when he was because sometimes he has a moustache and all of a sudden it's gone and he's clean shaven.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had a moustache the last time I'd seen him and then all of a sudden he was looking very nice and he had
right.
a haircut.
But not in the same episode.
Was that the... Yes, was there a briefing before?
Was there a briefing room?
Was there a briefing before we went to?
I don't think there was because the first thing we did was that cold open, which was
the
dairy.
You copy exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right. Which was just over the road from Avalon Studios, very handy. Yep. That got used a couple of times, I think.
Yeah.
Just over the road there, right? Everything happens.
And the chemist there, and
Where does this episode rate for you?
I don't know if I can rate them all because they're all different. They're all good for different reasons.
Yes.
But I liked it. I always like working with Jackie Van Beek. I find her directing hilarious.
Yeah, same.
Quite, you know, because it's quite random.
Yeah.
And I like that works for me.
Yeah,
you know?
She's just having the ball. We're not thinking too far ahead. Yep. We're very much in
what
the
moment.
What are
we going to do? Don't know yet, but we'll work it out.
She is an actor's director, very much so, and it's just very funny.
Yeah.
The way she sort of acts like she doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Just to be funny.
Yeah.
So what are we doing next? I don't know. What are we doing next? Don't ask me. Oh, there's a nice photo of us. Look at that, Karen.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah. There's a photo of O'Leary and Minogue as prom king and queen from the looks of it. And I'm not saying who's who.
No. I can guess.
You know, yeah.
It rates well, I think, especially obviously for me, it, being at a school, even though I'm not a teacher and I didn't work at a high school.
Mm.
You know, I like that about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I should say something more better about, cut that shit out, Jake. Sound like I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Cut that shit out.
Yeah.
I thought it was fine. There was the stuff in the bathroom. It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because I cannot really remember much about the behind the scenes. This is another one of those episodes where we're sort of talking about what happened in the episode.
Yeah.
But it's not really jogging my memory about anything that happened behind the scenes as much.
Well, I think because maybe the behind the scenes was done so well we didn't even notice it.
Yeah. And but normally just, like, oh, I remember this happened or that happened or something. And also, it was predominantly in the day.
Yeah. It was unusual.
It was very unusual. And when it was during the day, yeah, things tended to be a bit smoother. People weren't starved of sleep.
Yeah, but, well, yeah, but except we would have been sleeping during the day before that, so it doesn't make any sense, does it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't sleep great during the day. I was on a lot of
drugs.
You
don't sleep great during the night either.
No, I don't. No, I don't. But even then, I think I got on the sleeping pills and the melatonin and all sorts of stuff to try and get through that. How do you sleep?
I sleep well.
Yeah, do
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
So you go to, but you don't need a lot of sleep, do you?
Nah.
No. How many hours are you doing a night?
Half an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, that's enough.
No, I reckon about, five or six is heaps. Yeah.
It's too much. Still. Is that why you go to bed at midnight?
Well, I just go to bed at midnight because I'm busy having fun.
Yeah, sure.
And I find being asleep boring.
Yeah, and then do you wake up at and I'm excited five to be and
awake.
Get up?
No, I wake up. No, I don't. No.
What do you do?
I wake up and depending on if Eilish is awake or not, I try to wake her up, but without knowing that I'm waking her up.
Because you're bored. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, or then I'll just pat the dog or something and then I'll just probably read the news.
Oh, yeah, you're
on
your
connections,
phone.
Do Wordle.
Connections.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, so
me and
do
my
I.
mum always play that.
Yeah, I've forgotten about that one. I haven't been doing
other.
That. I've been off.
Yeah, I've been beating my mum pretty consistently.
Have you?
Sorry, mum. No, that's not true.
Some of them are
just random and stupid.
Yeah, I would never have gotten them.
Yeah.
I'm always surprised.
And also, they're quite American, so there's some that are very, if you're not from America, you're not going to be able to get it.
Yes, yeah, so this is a word game that's part of the New York Times, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's, so Wordle's on there, and then, yeah, I found connections as well. I like it.
I like it.
Yes, I've been get into to that make, if you get the opportunity.
I've been wanting to make my own version of connections to see how easy or hard it would be to do one. To give to someone.
Right.
Like a personalised one.
Sure.
I'll give one, I'll bring one for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Let's do it.
Great.
They are quite tricky as well because you see some of the words. So you have to, there's 16 words.
16 words, you've got to put them in groups of four.
Groups of four that they relate to each other, but they trick you.
They purposely put words that could go together, but then you're like, hang on.
Yeah, so it's good. That's a goodie. If you like your Wordle, you'll love your connections, I think.
Yeah.
So we've got some trivia off the IMDb page. Off you go. What do you reckon?
Well, it's obviously.
Oh!
What?
That's just reminded me. For some reason, I'd written her down. In my notes, but I hadn't quite made it to the thing. But that the book, the magic spell book,
yes,
being authored by A. Allison,
who was
the
writer
of the episode,
and who I worked with on Petty Gow.
What's the other one say there?
The other thing is just the newspaper headlines that appear in the opening credits,
right?
For people that want
trivia.
Well, I'd just say it's facts.
It is a fact.
Yeah, but I mean, they're interesting and funny. Like, obviously, for instance, immigrant vampires bite back at racism.
Nice.
MP blames climate change on ghosts. Arrested man identifies as werewolf and possessed by a demon. Take our survey.
They wouldn't be good at surveys, would they? Demons.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No. They'd be either not participating fully or lying. They'd be like the potty Jake. Of survey takers, you didn't trust in anything they said. What else you got there? Quotes.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I did like that one when they said, Monogono Leary up a tree, DUYING, or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I said, well, it's better than kissing.
Yeah, better than kissing, I
which is not true because I would rather kiss you than die, to be honest.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would have thought so. Thank you.
I feel like we've covered, I mean, the episode, it speaks for itself, basically.
I think. What might be a nice piece of trivia is the fact that I've had two beers and a glass of wine or two last night has really made me not good at this podcast.
Oh, but I also think
I'm slumping in my chair.
Yeah, but I also think you're sometimes because you're very you can be a creature of habit a little bit.
Yes.
And today's a Saturday, so in your head,
I'm probably hungover. You don't have
to do it. No, not you're hungover, but you just don't. You shouldn't be having to work, even though this is not work.
I work weekends, man.
Do you?
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I've been working every weekend all year. Sort of doing about 15 hours a day, 7 days a week at the moment. True story. Yeah, it's good times. But we're nearly there, mate. We're nearly there. That's the beauty of it. And I do it all for you.
I know you do. I really appreciate that.
Come in here, do some podcast. We'll go to this movie, which is going to be nice.
Yeah.
I said to my wife, Moav, today, I said, it's just not worth it, is it, the drinking? Like, I had a nice chat to her auntie last night, her brother, who is, we Zoomed him. He's over in Thailand at the moment.
Yeah.
So I had a nice chat with him and all of that. But you don't need to have two beers in you to do that. I could have done that sober. And then wake up today, it's just like, I don't like not being a hundy.
Mm.
I think the trick is you have to drink all the time so you can get good at it. Or just don't do it at all.
Yes, choice you've got to make.
So I said, it's not worth it.
Yep.
It's just not worth it, but let's do it all again today after this movie premiere.
Yeah, great.
That's what we're doing, eh?
Yeah.
Beers, I haven't had a beer with you for ages.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
We've got the day off tomorrow. Well, you don't have the day off tomorrow, but we don't have to do this tomorrow.
We don't have to do the podcast tomorrow. You're right. I hope there's something in there worthwhile for you. The fact that God talked to me should be something.
Yep, that's amazing. But also maybe now's a nice opportunity to say to amazing listeners, if you've got some feedback, if there's things you want to hear more about or less about, if you do want to hear more about, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff, we will commit to finding out actually more behind-the-scenes stuff.
Certainly. I think that's definitely
you know,
what
if you
want
to hear more about the how did you do that, though? How did the sewing machine dance in the sky? We can tell you that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But so just
strings.
Send in your feed. Well, yeah. They didn't ask yet. They haven't asked yet.
Yeah. You don't get to know unless you ask.
Yeah. So ask us some, you know, give us some feedback. What do you want to hear more of? We don't want to know what you want to hear less of. That's just rude. So
yeah, that would
only,
be rude.
Yeah, only things that you'd like to hear more about.
Oh, I've got one for you. When we do
what
the,
are you
when
me
we do
feedback?
The, here you go. You want some feedback?
Yep.
When we did the tasering at the end and we got those. We
oh,
got
yes.
Those.
Those bit witches.
I said I was aiming for the witches, but I ended up shooting the
book,
the magic book of spells. That was held on with magnets. Do you remember that?
Yep. Those magnets.
Those taser wires were held on with magnets.
And that was not the last time those magnets were used. And it was incredible because we used them again on. Remember when you had. Whenever we had shot the taser, there was those magnets, and they was always tangled up in the wires.
Yeah, they were.
And it would always
nightmare.
Take about half an hour to untangle the wires.
Oh, you know what? Probably on the episode Invisible Fiend.
Yes.
I feel like we used it on that for something. I don't know what, but I just had a remembering of being in the backyard. But anyway, so what we did was you had to stick it to this book and then put magnets on the other side so that they would stay attached, and it was – they weren't the strongest magnets in the world.
No, I feel like you could have – it would have been worth just having – Stan or Eric make zizzly, squizzly electric lines on the computer.
Yeah, fix it in post.
If you can make it two taniwha mating in a harbour,
yes, fix
I reckon
it
you can
post.
Put two little zizzly lines that make it look like.
Or just stick the things into the book.
Yeah, have them permanently attached.
Yeah,
why didn't we think of that?
Yeah.
Well, it's like your.
Well, it's not a department.
It's like, why wouldn't you just sew your epaulette shut?
Exactly. There's some mysteries that will never be solved.
There's actually a number of times I did watch you in this episode when you were running. When your radio is always bongling you in the back of the head.
Oh, is it?
Oh, no, hang on. That must be, I think that's the next one.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Yep.
I'll look forward to
that.
Save that treat. All right. Well, I reckon that's us.
That's us, but don't worry, we'll be back.
Absolutely, we will.
On another Thursday.
Yeah. Do you want to give us all of your socials?
Oh, yeah. You can find me on Instagram. It's Karen O'Leary NZ. I'm on X as well. I forget what that is. I think it's Officer O'Leary.
It is Officer O'Leary on your X there.
Yeah, on my X.
You spending much time on there?
No. It makes me feel a bit sick.
I do have a little look in there. So that's it for another incredible episode. of Wellington Paranormal, the podcast. Cheers to our composers, Monica and Paul Yates and Jermaine Clement for letting
thanks.
Us do this podcast. You can find Wellington Paranormal socials. Instagram is Wellington Paranormal Podcast. TikTok is Wellington Paranormal Pod. YouTube is Wellington Paranormal, the podcast, where you can watch full episodes in video of us. My socials are Mr. Mike Minogue on Instagram, and I also do a radio show, and you can follow their socials on Hodaki Big Show. Karen O'Leary is at Karen O'Leary NZ, and also Officer O'Leary on X. We are sponsored by B2B Speakers. Wellington Paranormal, the podcast, is brought to you by B2B Speakers, the corporate speakers company that brings the guests you hear on that highly popular New Zealand podcast to your event as MCs or speakers. You can choose from well-known champions like Kieran Reid, Raylan Castle, Lee Hart and Hayley Holt, to the low-key legends like Dave Wood, Dave Latelli, Mia Mutu, Chelsea Lane, and a whole lot more like me.
And you.
Soon to be. If you've been blown away by any of the stories you've heard on that podcast, you can now share the inspiration with those you work with, or you might just want a funny bugger for your awards night. No matter what you need, B2B can help you out, and they're adding new guests every week. Bloody excited about this, so come check them out at b2bspeakers.co.nz and let their guests make your night. How about that?
Oh, it's amazing.
Pretty bloody good. Hey, leave us a review and give us a 5-star rating on your way out. We'd really appreciate that. And this podcast has been recorded at Frank Studios in Ponsonby, Tamaki Makaurau. If you'd like to rent the studio, you can by getting in touch with me, actually. It's actually me. Mike at frankmanagement.nz. Righto.
Your voice sounded nice in that bit.
Just did it?
Yeah.
Sound a bit rough.
No, you sounded...
Good God, all right.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
See you later.
See you. Bye.
Frank Podcast.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Think you know how to party? Well, science does. In fact, there are nerds out there that spend their whole lives researching the ins and outs of sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
But don't take this nerd's word for it. In the Party Science Podcast, we break down the research behind a good time and a great time.
I'm Dr. Joel Rindelob, a real-life scientific researcher.
And I'm comedian Courtney Dawson, a real-life party girl.
And together, we talk to world experts in psychedelics.
Look at topics like the physiology of squirting and show you how science parties harder than you thought possible.
Stay tuned every Wednesday for a new episode scientifically proven to rock your dome.